While strong rural schools are vital to enhancing the lives of rural Americans,
a strong rural school system will help foster the development of prosperous rural communities.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Rural Development Specialist R.J. Carney, as he says, with this in mind, they're supporting new legislation that would fix a situation where funding is not going to rural and mid-sized urban schools as intended.
The intention of Congress is to send the funds to school districts with high concentrations of poverty. Unfortunately, that's not happening. Instead, the funding is going to really big schools where poverty isn't a big issue, but they have a large number of low-income students because of the school size.
The All Children Are Equal Act would correct that by focusing on the concentration of poverty versus simply the number of low-income students. Carney says it all comes down to an equality issue.
Why would one student in rural America be counted less than one student in urban or suburban America? That's what the crux of this issue is. One student should count equally across the board.
And Carney says despite the gridlock facing so much in Congress these days, this legislation has bipartisan support and no good reason it should stall.
This legislation does not ask for more money. This act is simply trying to correct this flaw. But the pushback is really going to come from these larger school districts that may see a gradual reduction in the amount of money that they receive.
Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.